This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The USDA is working with ag groups to try and figure out how to disperse $16 billion in funding from the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program to help the recovery efforts of farmers and ranchers struggling during the pandemic. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says there are still some unknowns with Northwest specialty crop growers.
There's a lot of things that here, particularly in the state of Washington, that we haven't even begun harvesting many of our products yet. And so it's a little difficult to qualify for this first round of assistance when we haven't even harvested our crops yet. So there's some money held back to try to address that.
So at this point, Newhouse says there are still uncertainties.
I can't make promises about what's going to happen in the future with further appropriations, but I do know that that's something a lot of people, including myself, are paying attention to. If we need to fill this bucket up again of assistance to American agriculture, we'll have to step up to meet those needs.
The program, Newhouse says, is good for some, but not for all.
This first step is going to be helpful to a lot of people. It includes a lot of the crops and commodities that are raised in the state of Washington. But there's also some that were left out as well.
Newhouse says some Washington growers still have a case to make as to why they should be included. Tune in tomorrow for more on CFAP.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.